There's one about raising the horses. I never raised the horses. I'm way too puny to race horses. But I can imagine it'd be exciting when your horse is winning.
This one, don't you? Now the bookies had him 6-1, but I know my horse can really run. Now don't you? I don't often feel this way, but I think it's my lucky day. Now don't you? My baby cried, don't go to the track. I think she'll smile when I get back. Now don't you? Don't you? Yeah, don't you? I hear my heart pounding. I like the way it's sounding. Don't you? I think this time I picked a winner. I think I'd eat a big steak for dinner. Now, don't you? Well, your mare's looking mighty squirrel. I see the gelding has passed the sorrel. Now, don't you? Taking the lead, he's out of sight. And I say my rider's riding right. Now don't you? Round the corner into the stretch, I think I'll go collect my bets. Now don't you? Right now, don't you? Be broke again tomorrow morning. That's when I read my racing form. Now, don't you? Wouldn't you?
Thank you. All right, I come from Wheeling, West Virginia, which is in the northern panhandle of that state. I was saying last night that the prize for the weirdest shaped state goes to probably Maryland, but West Virginia is partly the cause of that, and it's weird too. Like if you're in from Michigan, you know these people. If you live in Colorado, you can sort of it's like it's a square or whatever, you know. California is kind of like that, but Michigan, you say, I live down by Detroit or Mount Pleasant or up in the UP. West Virginia looks like that. And I come from the middle finger there. Yeah, it's a part of the state that kind of sticking up in between two other states, like it doesn't really belong, you know what I mean? It's kind of rude that way. Kind of sticking way up in there between Pennsylvania and Ohio. River Valley, Ohio River Valley. It's a steel town, a dead steel town. But I grew up on a little neighborhood right by the church and the school I went to, and